Hi guys and gals. Thank you so much for joining me here at Makeup Classes Podcast. Welcome, welcome. I'm Dawn Maloney, the owner and creator of makeupclasses.com and also the makeup studio here in beautiful Nutley, New Jersey. Welcome and thank you to all of our listeners all over the globe. I think it's just so cool when I check my analytics every week to see so many people from different countries listening in. I am honored and grateful to be part of your makeup artistry journey. Well, today's podcast comes from a blog that I wrote March 27th, 2020. It is a Makeup Tip Monday. It's Makeup Tip Monday number 10. If you follow me on Instagram, there is a Makeup Tip Monday button. You can click on that and see all 50 makeup tips that are there. They're just small little gems of encouragement, information, reminders that will help you with your makeup artistry and beauty career. So we're going to get right into it. I love this topic. I am also a certified personal trainer, so I really enjoy the topic of health and nutrition, especially when it comes to health and nutrition and how it affects us as makeup artists and as beauty professionals. I truly believe you are what you eat. I definitely am what I eat. We've known this, right, until from the beginning of time, that food affects us. And if you don't feel like food affects you, well, then this probably isn't the podcast for you. But I know for me that food truly affects every area of my life. It will make me tired. It will make me hyper. It will make me sad. It will give me a stomach ache. It will make me feel energized and happy and wonderful. And by being conscious and understanding and recognizing and knowing in your own life how food affects you is very important, especially when it comes to your career as a makeup artist. So I'm going to read this blog and then we'll dive deeper into the topics of food and nutrition. I have to say, I'm not a doctor. You guys all know that. I do have a certification in personal training. It's a hobby of mine. I love working out. I love cooking. I love eating healthy. So this is just some Dawn advice. This is just my opinion on how I feel about food and how it affects me. Maybe you can relate to this. Maybe you don't relate to it, but stick around anyway and listen to the podcast because I think you'll really enjoy it. Okay, here we go. Makeup Tip Monday number 10 for March 27, 2020. Know your body and how it reacts to food and drinks. If you know you need a very steady hand and caffeine affects you, perhaps go with a decaf. If sugar makes you crash hard, maybe avoid it while at work. You are what you eat. What you put in your body and mind is what resonates out. Eating healthy gives you the stamina and vitality to withstand long work hours. Knowing your body and how it reacts to food allows you to fill up on nutritious foods that do your body good. If there are foods that cause a negative reaction in your body, avoid or modify them. I have adopted a few healthy eating habits that have helped me tremendously. I know that sometimes caffeine can make me jittery, so I'll dilute my coffee with hot water or go with a decaf. Also, I sip my coffee over a few hours. By doing this, I don't have a sudden caffeine jolt and then crash. I eat a very healthy diet, which is primarily plant-based. I eat a minimal amount of refined sugar. I eat mindfully, and I am very conscientious of what I put in my mouth. I understand the benefits of eating right and consequences of eating wrong. These eating habits give me energy that lasts all day, and I feel great. Eating healthy creates an incredible lifestyle of happiness, fulfillment, and beauty for you. You deserve it. Watch the video makeup tip number 10 on YouTube and Instagram for more insight and suggestions. Enjoy. What are some healthy habits that you incorporate in your lifestyle? Please share them with us below. So that is the blog, Know Your Body and How It Reacts to Food. This is so critical, makeup artists, hairstylists. Why? Because while I use the example of caffeine, if you need a steady hand, especially makeup artists, if you're drawing and you need to draw straight lines, especially with eyeliner, lip liner, hairstylists, you're working with hot tools, you don't want to get burnt. So having a steady hand is so important. So if you're drinking a lot of caffeine and that makes you jittery or maybe your hand shake, that will not be good as a beauty professional. Also in our career, we have really long days and we're on our feet all day. We have to have stamina. We have to have energy. And if we are eating foods that pull us down, like sugar, where we have this, you know, quick dopamine hit and we have lots of energy for a few minutes, but then crashes us and we're exhausted for hours, that is not good. Now, of course, there's a lot of information about what to eat, what not to eat. I primarily eat a plant-based diet. I was vegan for a while, and some days I am fully vegan or fully plant-based where I don't eat any type of animal product whatsoever. And I have to say, I feel great. I feel so much better for my body. I just do better without eating any type of animal flesh or cow's milk, goat's milk, anything like that, eggs. When that's not in my diet, I just feel a lot better. But to each his own. I'm not here to preach a diet. In fact, I don't believe in diets because, well, we've all heard this. The first three letters spell out D-I-E, die. And I find that people that diet tend to yo-yo. They don't have a consistent weight. It's also kind of controlling. And I found that when I used to diet many years ago, I was really unhappy because there were so many restrictions. And it made me feel worse about myself. It made me feel really bad. And it wasn't until I started following a plant-based diet that I realized I could pretty much eat when I wanted, how much I wanted, and I feel really good about myself also psychologically. But you do what's right for you and you know your body. And that's another thing that is really important for us to focus on. Don't listen to other people's recommendations when it comes to food. You have to eat the way you want, the way you feel. I think there's a lot of food shaming going on right now in the world. A lot of people looking at other people's plates, pointing their fingers, questioning, why do you do that? Why don't you do this? It's rather annoying and it's very rude. I don't want to explain what I'm eating, why I'm eating, why I like it, why I don't. I just eat what I want and that's it, and mind my own business. I think that really is the way to go. Just focus on yourself. So yes, you're listening to me talk about food and nutrition and my suggestions, but the bottom line is you have to do what you have to do, guys, okay? Especially as makeup artists and hairstylists, you know the hours that you keep, you know your energy level, you know what makes you feel good, what makes you happy, what doesn't make you happy, what makes you feel terrible the next morning when you wake up. So acknowledge that and try and follow the best lifestyle that you can possibly follow. That, I think, is truly the best advice to give to anyone. Know yourself, thyself be true, and follow your truth. Eat what makes you feel great. I don't react well to caffeine. I really have to space it out throughout the day. I know it sounds silly to have a cup of coffee and nurse it all day. Doesn't it get cold? Doesn't it? Yes, it does. It probably looks pretty gross in my cup too, but I enjoy it. I like to take my time with my coffee, and I definitely don't down a coffee. That's for sure. I would be jittery and shaking and nervous. It just doesn't work for me. And I enjoy decaf. I know a lot of people don't like decaf, but I like it. I truly can't tell a difference. I know there's a lot of coffee connoisseurs out there that can tell between a regular and a decaf. Not me. I just don't have the taste buds. But again, I have to do what's right for me, and I want you to do what's right for you. Sugar is a problem. I was a sugar addict for, wow, probably the majority of my life. And I feel the effects of sugar very quickly. I'm very sugar sensitive, especially now that I really don't eat a lot of sugar and processed food. So when I do eat refined sugar, I feel it really fast. I kind of also have like a little personal rule that I've been following for the past few years that I don't really buy that many cookies or cakes. I am gluten-free. I do have celiac disease, so I don't really buy that. I make it. So when I make my own, when I bake my own treats, I really enjoy them and they're very satisfying. And I also will cut the sugar down based on the recipe. So again, modify your cooking, your lifestyle, eat what works for you, cook what works for you, and enjoy your food, enjoy your life. You'll just feel a lot better psychologically too if you're eating things that you enjoy that make you feel good. If you're constantly putting yourself down in your head thinking, I'm overweight, I don't look good, I'm always exhausted, that will also affect the way you look too, because your thoughts are very negative. Your self-talk is very negative. So you want to be positive. You want to approach your food in a very positive way and eat things that work for you. Another thing that I want to mention is also gratitude. I pray over my food, and I don't necessarily pray out loud, but I simply look at it, and before I eat, I will say thank you in my mind to myself. Sometimes I say it out loud. I'm just so appreciative for the fact that I have food, and there are so many people on the planet that do not have that, and I think that's really important to be so grateful and feel blessed, feel the blessings of your life. The fact that you even have something to eat today is magnificent. It's a miracle. So being grateful and praying over your food and acknowledging that this is a blessing is very important too. And I think by having that type of practice of gratitude in your life, that will also change the way you look at food also. I don't eat as much processed stuff because I don't see it as being healthy and loving and nurturing and nutritious for my body. So I steer away from those things and I eat more natural food that comes directly from the ground. And I'm so grateful for that as well. Knowing how our food is made and where it comes from and how it grows and its harvest or how it's farmed, how animals are farmed, is very important too. You're becoming more conscious about where you are getting things, what it's made of, and what exactly are you putting in your body? And I think when you have that state of consciousness about where things come from and what they are, you'll also start avoiding bad things as well, things that hurt your body and affect your body in a negative way. Makeup artists and hairstylists, we are on our feet. We have long days. We need lots of energy. And another thing that we need is we need a positive attitude. We need to be happy, and our clients love happy. They're coming to us for that refreshing burst of happiness and love, right? So if we're grumpy and tired, we're not going to attract the best clients, and our clients are definitely not going to be attracted to us. They will definitely steer away from us. So by drinking and eating good things, it will put us in a better mood. We feel good about ourselves. We look great. And our clients appreciate that. We're also role models. If we're eating healthy and we look good and we exercise and we take care of ourselves and we have a great look about ourselves, our hair and makeup looks good, we are role models. We are a brand. You are your own brand. So you are teaching others, you are displaying to others what a healthy lifestyle looks like. And there's no coincidence, there's no coinky dink why we have health and beauty sections in our stores, right? They are synonymous. They are the perfect marriage, health and beauty. What we put into our bodies is what will resonate outward. So we want to incorporate that healthy lifestyle for our clients to see and be inspired. And perhaps by you taking care of yourself, you will help another person as well. You will give them ideas about what they should be eating and avoiding and maybe implementing a little more exercise in their life or drinking more water. Whatever that is, you are a gift in that person's life. You are the teacher. You are sharing your experience with food and drinks and a healthy lifestyle also. So that is really important. Remember, you know, you may not, you're doing this for yourself, you're taking care of yourself, but this is also something that you're giving back to the world, to the universe, to others. By you taking care of you, other people will want to take care of themselves also, right? We look to others for inspiration. That's why we love social media. We look at photos, we watch videos, and we learn from each other. So by you being your best, someone else will strive to be their best. And I think that is so beautiful. That's what our business is about, sharing and giving and learning from each other. It's just such a beautiful industry. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast on knowing your body and how it reacts to food and drinks. Please comment, share. I love to hear from you. Also, share this podcast with other beauty professionals and beauty enthusiasts. If you love makeup and hair, this is the place for you. And if you know others that love makeup and hair and love listening to these types of podcasts, please share them with others. I know they will thank you for it because they will enjoy it just as much as you. Well, guys, have a beautiful day, and I will be here next Tuesday. See you next Tuesday for another Makeup Classes podcast. Bye, everyone.